Superfood is a marketing term, invented in order to sell products. It's not a legitimate concept in nutritional science and has no standard definition. Sure, some foods might be more nutrient-dense than others, but in the scheme of a well-rounded, varied diet, they'll make no difference. The fad of superfoods is yet another sign of our incessant need to find hacks or quick fixes to solve our problems. This isn't how our bodies work. Superfoods put the focus on individual nutrients, which takes the focus away from what really leads to long-term health. A varied diet high in whole foods such as vegetables, fruits, whole grains, seeds, nuts, legumes, and fungi. We don't eat single foods in isolation, so we shouldn't assess their health benefits in isolation, either. A 2017 study in the International Journal of Behavioral Nutrition and Physical Activity found, not surprisingly, that superfood consumption is highest among those with more disposable income. It also suggested that people opt to eat superfoods due to the perception that it's what high-class people do. Your overall diet and long-term eating patterns will always matter more than any single food. If your overall diet is very low in whole foods and very high in ultra-processed foods, adding a few superfoods isn't going to negate the effects of your diet. Think about it the other way. If your diet is mostly nutrient-dense whole foods, adding a treat food here and there isn't going to make any difference. So why would adding a superfood make any difference, either? There's nothing inherently wrong with superfoods. They're usually great choices among a varied diet. But they're not going to boost your immune system, cure cancer, or give you any cool superpowers. Karina Inkster is a Kathet Region health and fitness coach, author of 5 books, and host of the No BS Vegan podcast. If you have expert advice to share with Peak readers, email editor@prpeak.com for submission details. Join the Peak's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.